What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your bro, Doc PLC, back in the house at long last. It's been a hot minute for me. I've been so busy with work. I know excuses suck, but I'm so glad to be back in the house for a Bears recap tonight. I got Drill in the house with me. Drill, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm good to go, man. Bears dub. We got Doc back in the house, man. It's good to see you back. Good to hear your voice, man. I thought you was lost there for a minute, man. But I know Smoking Jay and the boys, they was like, hey, you know, he's got to do his thing. And I was like, I feel you, man. Work and family comes first, bro. You know how it is.
That is right. That is right. But I have not forgot about my bros. And so we are back. After another Bears victory, they went around, messed around. They lost 6 in a row. They've come back now, back-to-back wins. Yesterday, they won 33-27. And let's just get a quick initial reaction, Drill, on that game. I know you're down in Florida, so you didn't get to watch the game necessarily. I had my son's birthday, so I didn't get to watch it as closely as I'd like. But what's your initial reaction after these past two games?
Oh, man. You know, I was just like, thank God, you know what I'm saying? Because after losing to Minnesota the first time, you know, I kind of wanted to get in there and beat their ass, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't really give them a straight ass with it, but you know what I mean? It was a win. I had a heart attack almost in this game because Mr. Trubisky fucking sits up here and throws it, you know, in the end zone when, you know, I think if that was a scoring opportunity, we had close to almost a perfect game, you know what I mean? So if that wasn't an NO in the end zone right there, you know, that would have been good to go. But it was a heart attack at the end too, you know. But, I mean, my initial reaction though, bro, is I'm proud of the boys, man. And I don't care about this whole tanking ideology that everybody fucking has and shit, bro. I just – It kills me. It's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We have already won a couple games already. What the fuck are we tanking for? Let's show them what we're about. Let them show we can give them next year. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. But, you know, I'm proud of them, bro. That's my initial reaction. Get that done.
You are proud of them. Okay. I like to hear that. Listen, my initial reaction is, like, I always love a Bears win. My fear is, like, where was this during the 6-game losing streak? And is this little hot streak, if they get on a hot streak, manage to make the playoffs, are Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace going to be safe? That's my concern. But let's take a quick look at the game yesterday. Like I said, I'm happy. Anytime the Bears win, I'm happy. So it's a good day. Mitchell Trubisky had himself a pretty decent game. Went 15 out of 21. That's a decent, I'm happy with that completion percentage. He had a 9.6 yard average. It's not bad. His QBR is not great. Had one touchdown. You mentioned it, one interception. That's going to happen. But overall, I like to see what the Bears have been doing with Mitchell Trubisky, cutting the field in half, giving him less to read, because he's not one of those quarterbacks who can just step back and sit back and observe the whole field. He's got to have that 1-2 target, cut the field in half, don't worry about the other half of the field, get him out on the edge, and I like the way they're playing him lately. And curious to know, you know, what do you got on Mitchell Trubisky? How you feeling about him right now, Drill?
Man, you know, after all the Mitchell Trubisky bashing that's gone on, you know what I'm saying, though? I mean, I think to myself, though, and if I was probably him, is there's, like I said to Smoke and Jay last recap, I was like, there's got to be a time where in your mind you kind of snap. But the thing is I think that he's always been, you know, a decent quarterback. But now that you got the coaching staff, they're playing to his strengths. And now he's, you know what I'm saying? He's working with what he's got. And not only that, man, our running game is going. So, like, to be able to have that going and be able to have Mitchell Trubisky on a track that he's on, bro, it's really, really great. And our defense always does their job, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, still, though, it was kind of close. Like I said, it was kind of close, kind of scary. But, you know, with that interception, it made the defense go back to work. But, you know, good on them for not letting that last Hail Mary ride, you know what I'm saying, and getting the interception at the end. I was super happy about that. But Mitchell Trubisky, bro, you know, I don't know. It's y'all is like, yeah, you want to ride with him, but I just want him to stay consistent. Right now he's being consistent. There's nothing really that I can say bad about him. You know what I'm saying? Of course, there's always some things that you can improve on. But, you know, I guess, man, shout out to Trubisky, man, for holding it down, bro, because he was getting down that field. And that's something that we weren't used to seeing in that six-game losing streak. We were just fucking getting killed. No third-down conversions, no anything else like that. We were converting on third down, you know what I'm saying? We were using Montgomery. He was ripping runs. The Vikings defense was looking at a new David Montgomery right there, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just – I love the way he was running downhill, boom, barring in. I didn't even think he was going to get that touchdown, and boom, he was in the end zone. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Mitch is looking good, bro. I hope that he, you know, extends that for the rest of the season. But like I said, we didn't give him his fifth-year option, so he could be bye-bye. He could be, you know, flying the colors right now just to show other teams what he's actually could bring to the table. So, you know, it's looking bright for him right now. So, well, shit, yeah, that's all I got.
That is true. He is playing right now for his future in the NFL. And whether that's with the Bears or another team, who knows. But I don't think anybody would fault him for giving the Bears. If the Bears come to him, I wouldn't fault him for giving them the middle finger and going elsewhere. Like, you guys didn't trust me. I've been getting hate from the media, from fans, from everyone for years now. Who would fault him for going and playing somewhere else? Going to the Jets or, I mean, the Jets are going to have a top pick. They're probably going to get a quarterback. But, you know, there's teams always need a quarterback. I wouldn't fault him. If he plays really great the next few weeks and another team wants to sign him, and the Bears come with an offer, he could say, pound sand, go play elsewhere. But only time will tell. We'll see what happens. I want to get into something you brought up was David Montgomery. Yesterday, he had himself a game. 32 carries, 146 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That is what I like to see. A 4.6 yard per carry average. That is fantastic. At that rate, if you're getting 4.6 yards a carry, you don't even need to pass the ball because you're getting first down every 3 rushes. It is a fantastic recipe for success, especially with a Bears team that relies on its defense. You can run that ball and get the defense some rest. You're looking good. And David Montgomery, the past couple of games, he's been playing really well. I love to see that. And I'm really happy for the kid. So I know you touched on it a little bit. What do you think? Do you think what changed in the past during that losing streak to now where a light clicked on for Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor? To say, hey, let's run the ball. What happened? What happened?
I don't know. One thing I'm seeing is the O-line tightening up a little bit. Like I've seen, you know, I was seeing Trubisky had time to kind of even go through options and read, you know what I'm saying? So even then with the running game, if they're able to open up the slightest hole, I've seen him running a little harder than what I've seen him do too, you know what I'm saying? But even then, though, something must have clicked. Something must have been in there. The O-line coach, whoever the hell that was, they must have lit fire in somebody's asses. Like, hey, we need you, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and block, make holes options for this guy, you know what I'm saying? Because this is, you know, what we brought him on for, bro. And man, he is looking nice. And if anything I can compare it to, it's kind of like when The Undertaker used to get his ass whooped back in the WWE, and then he just rises from the dead like that, like, boom, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about David Montgomery. And I know, man, fantasy owners are losing their shit, especially if they're in the playoffs right now. Montgomery is definitely giving them a chance, bro. Definitely one of those players that you're like, hell yes, coming through at the right time. Like I said last time, too, with Smoking Jay, I was reading this Yahoo Sports article that was saying that, man, you know, that if you own a Bears player, whether it's Trubisky, Allen Robinson, or Montgomery right now, having Trubisky back in the pocket, it might be saving your fantasy year, which, you know, you were like, what? You know, you're reading into it, and then when you actually look at the stat line and you actually look at the fantasy points that all three of them are putting up, it's going all outstanding. But, man, so proud of David Montgomery, bro, and you know, glad that he's here, bro, and glad that he can finally open up and show us what he's all about, bro, because this is what's been hidden. He's been a diamond in the rough, and man, he's really coming out, bro, and it's fucking great. It's been a fucking running party for the past 2-3, you know, games and shit for him, bro. Montgomery's looking real nice out there, and, you know, all we need to do is, you know, see him healthy and then, you know, seeing what it looks like for with him and Tariq Cohen next year, might be able to, you know, that might be a great toss up to see how that rolls. You know what I'm saying? To see them two going in and out of the backfield like that, man, there's going to be some real quality shit going on there. But they, yeah, David Montgomery, both, you know, 32 carries, bro, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. You can't ask for nothing more out of your running back, bro. And, you know, just proud of him. And it's just great, 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 great shit.
That is true. So let's touch on the defense a little bit. The defense has me a little concerned. I feel like this year they've been a little prone to giving up some yardage. The Bears actually got outgained yesterday, 407 yards to 397. So it's not much, but they got outgained. And the defense gave up 27 points. And normally, the Bears can't rely. If they give up 27, normally the Bears are losing that game. So the offense kind of bailed them out yesterday. And
it's about time. It's about time the offense bailed them out for once.
Right. It is about time. The defense has been bailing out that team for years. And so it is nice to see the offense pick it up. Are you at all concerned, though, going forward? You know, we're going to, you know, maybe the Bears make the playoffs. Are you concerned at all about that defense going forward if the Bears make the playoffs?
Not at all, bro. As long as our offense can stay consistent and make points, you know, I think it gives the Bears, you know, defense, you know, some type of energy to kind of coop up. I know they've been like that, but this is Kirk Cousins, and we've seen in the past few weeks with Minnesota, man, Dalvin Cook is who he is. He's always running down. He's always been a hard runner. When you got a backup like Alexander Mattison, too, you know, I know he's off the injury, but he looked pretty good yesterday the times I've seen him. Then you got Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen over there. You know, I was kind of pissed at the Bears for leaving Thielen open in a fucking end zone like that and letting him get the easiest touchdown ever. You can't do that with Kirk. But, you know, I've seen Kirk running. He had to, you know, lob the ball over the defense. You know, there were a lot of great things that I've seen there. You know, see fucking Kirk Cousins on the ground too. You know, it made him work. They made Kirk Cousins have to work a little bit harder than what he usually does, and which is, you know, still, you know, a signature of the Bears defense anytime you come and play against them. But, you know, to be on the road, to lose against this team one time, to know what they have to offer, you know what I'm saying, to go against them again, because I don't believe Dalvin Cook had that many yards last time against the Bears. But, you know, I know they kind of let up on that, you know, that run game a little bit. But I think they still played it fair, though, bro. But, you know, the only difference now is to the offense. I think a funny little stat that I heard, too, is I don't think the Vikings have ever beat, like, Trubisky when he was starting. I don't think they have. Because last game, I don't think he was in there. Trubisky wasn't in there. And, you know, they lost to him. I think last year we played him, we beat him, too. But, you know, but I don't think Kirk Cousins was at the helm. Then I think it was some Case Keenum or something like that. But, I mean, the defense, bro, I'm not really worried about them, bro. They just go – I don't think Buster Screen was in that game, but thank God I don't really like Buster Screen that much. he's always getting beat out there. But, you know, just for the wide receiver talent that they were playing against, though, you know what I'm saying? I expected that type of game. I expected Minnesota to score. But, you know, I think the Bears can make it tough going down the line. And I think, you know, if they got playoff hopes, they're going to go out there and play a lot harder. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing. I'm not too worried about them, though. I'm not too worried about the D.
Okay. So going forward, the next two games, we got the Jacksonville and then the Green Bay Packers. Hopefully the Green Bay Packers, since the Bears aren't going to win the division, hopefully the Green Bay Packers will have the NFC clinched. They'll have that number one seed clinched, and they'll be playing their second string. So if the Bears win out, I shouldn't look past Jacksonville because they're an NFL team. But let's say the Bears beat Jacksonville. They go in and beat Green Bay. They finish 9-7. They still aren't in control of their playoff destiny, because right now the Bucs are 9-5, the Rams are 9-5, the Cardinals are 8-6. If all those teams, so those three teams have an advantage right now. All they got to do is win one game. The Rams win one game and the Bucs win one game. That's the two wild card spots, because there's only two wild card spots, right? And so it kills me that the Bears had such a great opportunity to control their own destiny with how they started the season. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Going forward, though, how do you feel about the next game? We got Jacksonville coming up. You think the Bears are going to be able to control that game and, you know, hopefully walk away with a win?
I think very much so. Like you said, you can't count them out neither. You can't count them out at all. You know, I'm hoping that our defense gives Minshew a way hard time. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, too, is you know, anything can happen in the fucking NFL game. We just seen the Jets beat the Rams. Like, you know what I mean? And one thing that I was talking to Sweetness about yesterday, bro, too, is like, man, he's like, oh, man, you know, hey, we're done, you know what I'm saying, type shit. I was like, nah, man, you never know, bro. Like, you always got to leave some room for optimism there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just big. Like, honestly, as a fan, and then to keep it 100, is I actually hope that we win out the rest of the year, but that we don't make the playoffs. And it's weird. It's weird that I say that, but, you know, as a fan, people are like, what? Why the fuck would you say that? Like, yeah, man, go to the playoffs. I don't know how far we're going to be able to get. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's for us not to be in control of our own playoff destiny. It's kind of a long shot. You know what I mean? But I'm kind of hoping that we don't, just for the simple fact that I do think some people need to get the fuck out of Chicago. And that's Ryan Pace. And, you know, if it's Matt Nagy, I'm not too sure. I'm on the fence with Matt Nagy right there. But I think Ryan Pace needs to hit the road for sure. You know what I'm saying? And who knows what we're going to look like next year. You know what I mean? Like, if you got no Trubisky, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have somebody in there that's going to get some old linemen in there to go ahead. And if we got to deal with Foles, you know what I'm saying? Protect him enough so he can do what he does. Do something right there. If we got to give up a piece of the defense to do something for that, you know what I'm saying? Then let it ride. Do what you got to do. But we need somebody smart to think about what we're going to do next season and the future. And I don't think Ryan Pace is that guy. I just really don't think so. There's been time and time mistakes over and over again, you know, whether people want to say, oh, Ryan Pace was right about Mitchell Trubisky, or, you know, he was wrong. We don't give a fuck. you didn't sign his fifth-year option. Now we're dealing with a whole list of problems. You still haven't signed fucking Allen Robinson to any kind of fucking extension. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are we going to look like? You know what I'm saying? Still, Mitchell Trubisky's looking for Allen Robinson all the fucking time. You know, we got Darnell Mooney in there now, you know what I'm saying, that's starting to spark it up, you know, and everything else like that. But who wouldn't want a talented veteran like Allen Robinson on the team to sit up in here and be the leader of your receiver core? You know what I mean? That's a huge fucking thing to have a veteran standpoint for somebody to do. And he's still out there doing his thing with the shittiest of quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Blake Bortles, you know what I'm saying? Come on. And then you come over here and have to deal with the shitty quarterback problem here. You know what I mean? Like, we can go on for days about it, you know, but the only reason why I don't want to see them make the playoffs is because I'm hoping that management cleans house, you know, cleans a little bit of their house and brings somebody in here that can bring the talent and make Chicago Bears a fucking a team to be reckoned with. And not just in the NFC North, but in the NFL as a whole. Like, holy fuck, we got to play the Bears. Like, this, you know what I mean? That's what I want to be like. Hey, shit, we got to play the Bears. Like, I want to be able to go, you know, I'm a Marine, bro. I got friends from everywhere. They're 49ers fans. They're fucking Cowboys fans. They're fucking Eagles fans. I want them to be like, hey, shit, man. When they call me, and I be like, hey, man, we got to play you guys next week, bro. We know you guys are pretty tough. That's what I want to hear. Usually I'm hearing the bullshit like, huh, we're going to stomp your guys' ass. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't got time for that shit. I want to be able to be – I'm proud of my team regardless win or lose. But at the end of the day, I want to have that confidence and to go behind it. And you know what I'm saying? And sit up here and know what we're doing. That's what I want, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, let's bring some stabilization to this organization. I know that shit rhymed. But you know what I'm saying? And make Soldier Field a place to be fucking wrecking with, bro. Like, you come to Soldier Field, you're getting fucking wrecked. You play the Bears, you're getting fucking wrecked. And, you know, I'm tired of all these fucking Packers fans, too, with this bullshit. I'm hoping that we bust their ass at the end of the year, too. So. But man, we'll see, man.
Man, we'll see. Drill. We got to cut out that audio and send it to the Bears. You're going to be the Bears' new hype man. Oh, man.
You know what, though? You have passion for your team. I got passion for it, man.
That is right. I love the passion you're bringing. And realistically, I think that kind of covers the Bears game. We're looking to the future, and we'll see what happens. Drill, you got anything else to add here?
Nah, man, Ryan Pace, man, get the fuck out of Chicago, bro. Thank you for your fucking time, but you're fired. And let's fucking go, bro. So let's build my team up to where the fuck they're supposed to be, man. And start making, you know, making everybody proud, man. Bringing out those Chicago Bears fans and, you know, putting asses in the seat when coronavirus is over and giving us a motherfucking shot to get to the goddamn Super Bowl, because that's the goddamn goal here. We're tired of fucking these goddamn half and half seasons that we're having, you know, when, you know, we started off 5-1 and now we're fucking on the road to marching to 9-7 and have to worry about somebody else losing for us to make it to the goddamn playoffs. It's bullshit. Let's fucking go out here and fucking, you know, earn that spot without having to worry about anybody fucking else. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I agree. Okay, folks. That wraps up the Bears recap. I think Drill and I held it down pretty well for the rest of the bros.
Miss you, bros.
We do miss you, bros. Fantasy sweetness, fantasy renegade. Not sure where you guys are. I know Renegade's working overtime. Smoking Jay, not sure what happened. He had something come up. We still love you, bros. Most of all, we love the fans who are listening to this show. We appreciate each and every one of you. We thank you for all tuning in. We hope that you have a happy holiday, whatever you're celebrating, whether it's Festivus, which is on the 23rd.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Exactly. Festivus for the rest of us. Whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holidays, Kwanzaa. I don't even know all of them. Have a happy holiday. Have a Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. Continue to be safe, and let's get on to 2021. I'm sure we got a couple more episodes this year, but we will see. So, for the bros, this is Doc PLC. That is Fantasy Drill. You all have a great night.
See you, ladies and gents.